All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, July 3rd of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have an 11-game MLB main slate tonight, single-game WNBA showdown. We have golf teeing off early tomorrow for the John Deere Classic, and we still have Wimbledon going on. So plenty of DFS action coming at you. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, let's get the SaberSim app pulled up here. Plenty of questions to get us started today. So if you guys have questions, now is always a good time to get those in the queue. We'll get to all the questions before the end of the show. But going to start with the questions that came in Discord first, as always. And we will go from there. So first question here from Art. Art said, when using Contest Flashback, am I able to replay the slate through The Sims to see how much money I would have made, even if I did not play in the contest? If so, how? So no, you can't do this. You know, even if you played the slate, like you played a contest, you can't take your lineups out, put in new lineups, and then rerun the post-contest sim. Basically, the contests are run with the lineups that are in it, and you can't alter that information. So I think that'd be like a cool upgrade to the app eventually here. Like, hey, you know, if I could swap out 20 lineups and test out different sets of, you know, 20 lineups and a 20 max and just replay their contest sim over and over again, you know, how would I grade out? I think that's like a pretty cool idea. But right now, you can't like add your lineups to a post-contest sim, and you can't replace them in its current version. All right, next question. When doing flashback, I see the entry fees, current winnings, and sim average. What are these tabs, and how do I use them? So let's just go back to past slate here. We'll go back to yesterday's MLB slate. And we'll just pull up a contest, any contest. Let's see what's going on here. Just giving the app a hard refresh, good once over. All right, and let's go pull up the flagship from yesterday. So where we're talking about is in this players tab. If you open this up and you click on users, you're going to see some information about your set, right? So current winnings is typically if the slate is still live. If it's over, you'll just see like average winnings. And then you're going to see... Let me start over. What information is useful here, right? What am I really looking at? So the key things that I want to key in on are sim ROI. I think average salary is interesting to look at. I think sim average score is interesting to look at. These are like the three things that I would be keeping my eye on. So normally the way I like to use this is like, okay, hey, let's look at, I usually do however many entries I entered or more. So say I put, you know, 20 lineups in 150 max. What I would do is I would change the filter from equals to greater than or equal to 20. And then I would come in and sort by sim ROI. And basically what I'm trying to figure out is like, hey, you know, from people who entered as many lineups as me or more, how did I grade out? And what I want to see is like, okay, the top sim ROI percentage here is about 32%. Well, where did I come in at, right? And maybe I came in at positive, but maybe I'm down here, you know, closer to like 15%. It's like, okay, well, what is so different about my lineup set than the persons who are coming in at, you know, 32%? And why, where are the differences and what can I take away from this, right? So I think it's kind of interesting here you see that like the top three lineup sets are about like 97 fantasy points, 98 fantasy points, 98 fantasy points. But then you see some sets down here that are a little bit lower, closer to like 15%, that are like 101 fantasy points, 101 fantasy points. And it varies, right? But like, hey, you know, why are these lower projected sets grading out better, right? What is happening in these lower projected sets that are not happening in these, you know, lineup sets that are projected more, right? And then what we could do is we can come in here and then we can look at these players, right? I can use a magnifying glass and I can figure out, you know, what did their lineup sets look like? What kind of stacks did they use? This person played mostly five stacks. I think they had 35 lineups and then they had 32 out of the 35 lineups have a five stack here. If we go into our team stacks, you know, who did they five stack? Who did they four stack? You know, what are their supporting stacks look like? What are the overall stacks look like? Right. And we can, you know, try and figure out like, hey, I think it's good to do this before you look at the next day's slate, because when you're doing this, you know, the slate is still kind of fresh on your mind. Some of the decisions you made along the way, you could recall like why you made those decisions or like who was chalk and who was not. You're not getting that information jumbled up in your head between yesterday's slate and today's. And then you're like, okay, you know, for players, you know, who did they roster at the pitcher spot? Where did they get the most leverage? All those type of things, right? This is like the information I want to dissect. And, you know, here it looks like they mostly played the chalky pitchers. And I remember on yesterday's show, we were talking about like Gil and Rodriguez were like super chalky. And, you know, they got to plenty of them, right? A little bit like almost like 2x the players' projected ownership here. And one of those worked out, one of those didn't. But this is the kind of research that like I'm trying to do and trying to figure out where the difference is. You know, do I remember why I made some of the decisions I made? What did they do about like the spots? Maybe we're like, I wasn't sure. Like, you know, should I play Milwaukee? Should I not? How did this person handle Milwaukee and Coors? And how did that work out for them, sim ROI wise? And just kind of try to draw some of these conclusions. So that is, you know, effectively what I would be trying to do here in Contest Flashback. Looks like Arthur's here. He said, thanks, Andrew. Yeah, on FC, I was able to do that to tighten up my process. That would be a cool feature to have. Totally understand it. And I think it would be cool as well. All right. Third question here. When doing a single slate around 2,100 entries or smaller, the pool size is 2,000. Would you recommend leaving that setting alone, or is it okay to create a bigger pool size? So typically the pool sizes are 2,000 only for showdowns. This is like a time thing. You can increase it all the way to 5,000, but the build will like really, really crawl after like 3,000 to 5,000. So if you have the time for it and you want to let it build out, like go ahead and increase it to the 5,000. I typically put it at 2,500. I've noticed like I don't get a lot of time lag when I do an extra like 500 lineups, but if I push like 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, it gets a little bit slower. So showdown build speed is something that the team has been working on and trying to make a little bit faster, but it should be default 5,000 for classic slates and 2,000 only for the showdowns. All right. Next question here from Sick Hemi. Question says, can you show me the way to self-sim building for the minimax? Yeah, sure. So let's just like open up actually we're on yesterday's slate. So let's jump back to today. And what I would do is go to the main slate. All right. So then what I would do is open up this new build. So then I'm going to go to my contests. I'm going to go to the all contest tab, and then I'm going to go and find the minimax, right? I think this is, we're just talking about like the regular minimax. I'm going to do this 20K to first our 20K prize pool minimax. So then what I do is I come in here and I create two sims for this contest, right? I'm going to scroll up a little bit so you can see it here. So then add contest sim once, check. Add contest sim twice, check. So I've created the same contest sim two different times. Now let's say that I come back to my build and I go to run my lineups, right? So I could actually, I think I have lineups already in build three. So we'll just jump back to build three here. So once the lineups are created, you got to wait for the lineups to be built. So you got to build your lineups. Then go into your settings, go to your contest sim settings. You have two sims here, the exact same. Use the pencil icon to go into the settings and then rename one of them so you know what it is. I'm just going to put self. And then in the field lineups drop down here, this is the field lineups that we're putting your lineups up against in the contest sim. Click this, close this Saber Sim ownership, and then go and click build three. This is the your own lineups here, the lineups in this build. So then now I have two contest sims. I have one against the field lineups, which create the ownership projections. And then I have a second set of, I have a second contest sim with this pool of lineups against itself. And then I would click run and let this finish. All right. So we're just letting this contest sim run here. And then once it's finished, we can hit these follow-up self-sim questions. Sim is still running and finishing up soon. In the meantime, let me read this next question so we can kind of build on this. All right. So follow-up is, so for the build one, what filters should be used when using the self-sim with the minimax sim? What filters should be used for the minimax sim? And then frustrating using the self-sim. All 5,000 lineups go to the trash. Please help show the filters, please. Yeah, so that's what we're doing here. So the two sims have run. And what I want to do is I want to come in here and I want to click the filter icon and I want to go to add filter. So then what I'm going to do is I'm going to say show lineups. With, I'm going to use the field sim first with ROI greater than zero. Okay. So one sim done. So from the 5,000 lineups, it's moved 1,881 to the trash. And then I'm going to add a second filter. And then I'm going to say from the self sim, do the same thing. ROI greater than zero. Show me lineups with ROI greater than zero. So then now from those two things, I've trashed from those two sims with those two filters. I've sent 3,259 lineups to the trash. I have 2,000 lineups remaining in my pool. Now, from those 2,000, I want to go and sort them by risk-adjusted ROI. I prefer to sort it from the self-sim. And the reason I prefer to do that is because what I'm basically doing is I'm saying, hey, from the lineups that are leveraged against the field, I want to play the best ones that do well against each other. And basically, my thinking is that, you know, these lineups are set up to do well against the field. But then from there, it's like a second layer. It's like, hey, now I want to play the best lineups that do the best against each other so I can get further in my contest, right? It's this idea I've been talking about of like, okay, you get into the top 1% of your pool of the contest, great, but we want to get into the top 0.1%, the top 0.01%. And how do we do that? We play the lineups that do well when leveraged against each other. So that is how you set that up. Those are the filters that I would be using in this case. All right. Good questions there. Jumping over to the live YouTube chat question from Demetrius. If I'm only playing 60 lineups, should I put 60 in the number of lineups tab on the build setting page? If not, when do I do? You can do it in the build settings. That's fine if you put it number of lineups. This number of lineups is the same thing that ends up showing up in the My Lineups box here. So you can always change this after the build. So, you know, I set it up to do 20 lineups, but then, you know, I need 60. So then after the build runs, I just end up changing the My Lineups number to 60 and I'm good. So either way is fine. You don't have to do it before. You can do it after the fact and you'll be all set. All right. Follow up for a FanDuel turbo slate. Should I leave the stack exposure the same or change it? I think it's fine to leave it the same. You know, I guess what I'm saying is like, I wouldn't attack any turbo slate differently than I would like a main slate as far as like pre-build inputs or anything like that. So, you know, if you're not changing it for a bigger slate, then I don't see a really big reason to change it for a smaller slate, unless that is part of your process, right? If it is part of your process to go in and change that, for any slate, then I would continue to do it on a smaller classic slate as well. All right. Jerry said, I sucked yesterday. Good thing about that, Jerry, is it is called Daily Fantasy Sports, and you have a completely brand new slate to get back at it today, right? So slate has been wiped clean, and we are back with a whole new set of games. So good luck today. All right. Those were all the questions here in the YouTube chat. And we are caught up with the questions in Discord as well. Basically did a build demo with a self sim here about how we would go about this. So only other things like with this build demo is like, hey, I'm, you know, say I'm doing the 60 lineups for Demetrius. I'm playing the mini max from Sick Hemi. The only other things I would do really is just come in here and diversify amongst my 2000, right? So I would scroll down to the last lineup in my set of 2000, apply my mini uniques. I'm just going to jump this up to 60, see how far down in our pool it takes us. Lineup 248, still got room here. Mini uniques of 7 gets us down to lineup 1,367 or 1,361, approaching like 11% sim ROI. I probably wouldn't go further than this. We're going to end up in a spot where like we're probably not going to end up having enough lineups. But then from there, right, I can come and check some of my metrics, right? What do my main stacks look like? Like, okay, you know, over 75% of my lineups are 5-2 or 5-3. That's fine. Check. What am I, you know, not a ton of game stacks, no team more than 28% owned. And that is Milwaukee in Coors. So I think that's fine. You know, really close to the pool exposure. Other than that, pretty spread out here. How do my pitchers look, right? Going in and look at my pitcher exposures. Again, these guys are coming in very, very close to their pool exposure, which I think is a good indication here. That you know, we're doing something right. Not too much leverage on anybody here. I would be open to like lowering my mini uniques if this isn't enough leverage for you. If you do want to get over the field on Chris Sale, if you do want to get over the field on, you know, Carlos Rodon, you know, lowering your mini uniques would help you to do that. And then just looking at my batters quickly here, no individual batter with exposure over 23%. Which our top three exposures, our top four are all Milwaukee batters, and we're either like matching the field or slightly over. So again, not a ton of batter leverage as well. Really, really flat. If it's too flat for you, lower your mini uniques from 7 to 6 or 5 or until the number makes sense for you. So those are the things that I would be doing here. All right. Just taking a peek one more time. No more questions. So I think that's a good time to call it a day here. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here tomorrow, Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.